If we move back again here and we put on trails on them like this, you can see again that the speed of development is very, very different. The countries are moving more or less in the same rate as money and health. It seems you can move much faster if you are healthy first than if you are wealthy first. To show that, you can put on the way of United Arab Emirates. They came from here, a mineral country. They catch all the oil, they got all the money, but health cannot be bought at the supermarket. You have to invest in health. You have to get kids into schooling. You have to train health staff. You have to educate the population. Sheikh Zayed did that in a fairly good way. In spite of falling oil prices, he brought this country up here. We got a much more mainstream appearance of the world, where all countries tend to use their money better than they used in the past. Now, this is more or less if you look at average data of the countries. They are like this. Now, that's dangerous to use average data because there's such a lot of difference within countries. If I go and look here, we can see that Uganda, that today is where South Korea was in 1960. If I split Uganda, there's quite a difference within Uganda. These are the quintiles of Uganda. The richest 20% of Ugandans are there. The poorest are down there. If I split South Africa, it's like this. If I go down and look at Nigeria, where there was such a terrible famine lastly, it's like this. The 20% poorest of Nigeria is out here, and the 20% richest of South Africa is there. Yet we tend to discuss on what solutions there should be in Africa. Everything in this world exists in Africa. You can't discuss universal access to HIV for that quintile up here with the same strategy as down here. The improvement of the world must be highly contextualized, and it's not relevant to have it on regional level. We must be much more detailed. We find that students get very excited when they can use this.